Well, Love Talk, Talk Radio. Welcome to Talk That Talk. Tweety and LJ. LJ isn't here today, so we have a guest host filling in. Guest host, introduce yourself.
What's up with you, Kenny? It's Derek Willis. Thanks for having
Derek
me
Willis,
on the show,
man.
My partner.
No problem, man. Say, hey, man, we're going to get right into it, man. It's people acting crazy out here in the sports world these days, man. You got Puff Daddy trying to throw weights at the strength and conditioning coaches at UCLA, probably because his son, Siren. Have you want to look
I
at
mean,
it? I don't know why the man throwing weights. Go ahead.
I mean, look at it like this. Puff Daddy probably was 5'8", 5'9", probably 160. He trying to fight the strength and conditioning coach. What do you think he going to do?
Strength and conditioning coach.
He going to swing.
That's a big man, too. Like I said, if people don't know who this is the same dude. You can go check the video out. Strength and conditioning coach at UCLA. The same dude that tried to clip the man going down the sideline. He was coaching for the Jets. He clipped the man going down the sideline on the kick return. If you notice, he's not a smile dude. Like you say, he's strength and conditioning coach for a reason. He probably eats weights. It's probably what he do. Puff Daddy said he ain't want them problems by hand.
Hey, Puff Daddy about that money, man. He ain't about no fight. He ain't T.I. nobody. He ain't trying to squab.
Why you come to that man like that then?
Because that man probably got out of line with his son. You see what I'm saying? Like, you don't want your son to see you get your ass whooped. So you be like, I'm going to get you with these weights,
True. You're right about that. Can't get punked either. Can't get punked.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know. So if daddy say yeah, do what you got to do. Well, I guess the UCLA police have to do what they have to do too, because Puff Daddy had to go to jail for a little bit. Of course, he bailed out. He getting charged. You check out the charges. He's getting charged with assault with a deadly weapon. I think maybe two counts of assault with a deadly weapon and terrorist threats. He's getting charged with making terrorist threats.
Yeah, funniest thing ever.
That's amazing. I say, wow. So Puff Daddy is a terrorist. I mean, oof, we got a long way to go if we can't contain people like Puff Daddy. We got a long way to go.
Right.
We got a long way to go.
Yeah, okay. Now one weapon, not one rifle. He had no machete or nothing. He just got a kettlebell.
Yeah,
he going to take out 10 people with a kettlebell.
Kettlebell at the same time. At the same time,
yeah.
He going to do that. That's Puff Daddy. He say he's going to be the Black James Bond anyway. I guess
James
they moving
Bond had
on.
A pistol, though.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah, you're right. James Bond had a lot of pistols.
He had no kettlebell.
Yeah, you're right about that. He said, well, you know, Puff Daddy say he do amazing things, man. He Puff Daddy, he brought Big out.
That's true. You know, he did his thug in the music game, but he ain't fighting nobody. You see, that wasn't him shooting no gun. He wasn't the one popping off the pistol.
He don't know that. He say, I'm attached to it, baby. I got street cred because of what they did.
Nah, he got put on blast because of what they did. I had to go to jail. Jennifer Lopez left. You know.
Mm-hmm.
He just went out there.
That's why bad boy no longer relevant.
Yeah, man. But like you say, crazy people in sports, man. The dude I seen the dude in soccer, man, that put his finger, he put his finger in that man's booty, man.
I mean, check this out. He had to check his arm.
South America, bro. South America Soccer League in the Copa America quarterfinals. A player from Chile, he's a defender named Gonzalo Jara. Gonzalo Jara, bro. He was caught on video poking Edison Cavani behind, bro. He took his middle finger and put it up that man's ass, bro.
Bro, how disturbing do you... how disturbing do you have to even be? How nasty does your mind have to go to think about putting your finger up another man's butt? And like you say, the video, it wasn't like nothing quick.
You've seen a lot of crazy. You've seen Dennis Rodman pinching people on the booty. You know, crazy players talking about they spit on each other. Listen, this man really violated this man's civil rights. Like, he really took it to another level. If you watch the video, it's really disturbing.
Yeah, man.
You know, like, the video of Jason Collins and Shaq, where Jason Collins is defending Shaq, that video is the funniest thing ever. If you haven't seen it, Google it. That is funny.
That is awesome.
But this Gonzalo dude, he should be banned forever. I mean,
it's
for everything, forever.
Yeah, man, that's defouling the man. And then what makes it worse, the dude who got fingered got threw out the game.
Yeah. The dude that got fingered, Cavani, he hit the dude with a backhand, but he didn't really hit him. He tried to, and the dude just flopped and fell.
Flopped
so how
fail.
You going to put your finger in that man's booty and then you going to flop and get that man throughout the game?
That's he said, cold world, man. Hey, you say you hit the ground, you did something wrong. He said he didn't see them put his finger up that man, but...
The camera caught him, though. The officials caught him.
You ain't lying.
That's too cold right there.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, all right. Let me ask you a question, man. Switching subjects, I guess, to more, I guess you could say, futuristic, since football coming up, we're going to discuss football. Yes,
Cowboys
in particular, since that's the hometown, home team.
Yeah, that's all I know,
America's
Cowboys.
Team. you see now, you know, as everybody in the nation knows, Cowboys are in the contract dispute with the best wide receiver, arguably, in the game today, which is Dez Bryant. He's under the franchise tag, which he has not signed for tender yet. But some people expect the deal in the near future because the July 15th deadline is approaching. And Dez doesn't seem to have a cold heart towards the Cowboys because he keeps popping up at everything. I mean, everything. He doesn't practice, but he always showing his face. He always talking to Jerry like everything going to be all right, but we still don't have a contract. What do you make of that? Like, what do you take from this situation? Do you think we're going to get a deal in place, or you think Dez going to hold that like he say he is?
Neither of the above. Dez is going to play this year for the franchise, and he's going to get him a deal next year. So I don't know why he wasted his time talking about he gonna hold out.
Yeah,
he gonna play. He gonna show up and he gonna play. That's one thing you know about Dez. Everything else might be a little whack, but when it's time to play football, he gonna show up and he gonna play.
So do you think him showing up at the OTAs and the mandatory mini camp, which he technically held after mini camp, but do you think him showing up is sending a message to his agents like, hey, no matter what the fuck you say, I'm in control? Or is it, I need to make sure me and Jerry on the same page just in case him and these agents don't get it done? Now, you know, like you say, players are known for making deals with Jerry without their agents. Like, for somehow, some way, Jerry got that with him. Jerry got that with him. He can get a player with an agent to make a deal. Why is Ace back there? You know, like Jerry got
right.
That. So do you think that could be going on, or it could be more of the, hey, y'all, I understand y'all telling me to hold out, but this is my money. Like, I'm in control. So if I want to go to practice, I'm going to go to practice no matter what you say. Or is Jerry trying to do that backhand deal?
It's a little bit of both. Because Dez just I think Dez just showing up so he can let Jerry know, hey, it ain't no hard feeling. I want to be here, and I just want to know that you got my back.
Right.
And
right.
He, like I say, Dez probably hearing from his agents that, Jerry don't want to pay you no money, bro. Jerry's on that bull. And Dez like, no, that ain't what Jerry told me. Jerry told me he got me. So I need to go talk to Jerry and make sure that Jerry got me. You know what I'm saying? And Jerry gonna come in and say, hey, play this year, and I got you next year.
But they say a lot of people say Jerry ain't making these decisions no more. They saying Steven on the ball game, like Steven making these calls, like. Or do we all know Jerry got that final? You know,
right. And if that's the case, that Steven making the calls, that's even more reason for you to go be buddy buddy with Jerry.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
It's Steven and your agent over here arguing back and forth, but I'm over here buddy buddy with Jerry. Jerry gonna make sure I get my money.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
okay.
Like, Steven might be looking for the business of it, but Dad's like, man, I'm a cowboy.
Yeah. He does. Like, he always said, cowboy for life. That's what he want to be. Cowboy for life. That's his deal. And I say, I guess sticking with the Cowboys, I guess we're going to talk about what you see for the upcoming season. I mean, you know, we lose DeMarco Murray to free agency to the Philadelphia Eagles. Big loss, or I ain't going to say insignificant, but is it as a bigger loss as people as like Michael Irvin or the people who are picking Dallas not to even make the playoffs now? Like, there's a lot of people picking Dallas not to even make the playoffs, not to win the division, because we lost the leading rusher, we lost the offensive MVP. Do you think it's going to be that big of a difference in the Cowboys' offensive production this season, or are we still going to run the ball 30 times a game?
Yeah, we still going to run the ball as long as the coach Kyle Runner plays. That's always been the problem with the Cowboys. Does the coach call the right play? Because even when DeMarco got hurt and we let the Underworld dude run the ball.
Joseph Randall, yeah.
Yeah, he was getting yards. And then we put the other little dude back there, what was his name, Dumbo?
Yeah, Lance Dumbo.
He was getting yards. And for the last 5 or 6 years, whoever we put in our backfield get yards.
True.
So as long as we keep giving them the ball, we going to be all right, as long as that defense can do something like they did last year.
Yeah, I say. And speaking of underwear thief, and like I say, we're going to get on that defense before the end of the show, but speaking of underwear thief, Joseph Randall, for those who don't know, a lot of people were sliding him to be the starting running back this year, but from what I'm hearing at the mini camps, Darren McFadden is starting to show that he is that complete back that people thought he was coming out of college. How do you see this situation unfolding? Is this position Joseph Randall's to lose, or is it a true competition and Darren McFadden might just sneak in here and win a starting job?
I mean, I'm not there, so I really don't know. But in my mind, it should be Darren McFadden's job to lose. Darren McFadden.
Oh, right on. He's saying not Joseph Randall, huh?
Right.
Okay.
Darren McFadden has more stats in the NFL and in college than Joseph Randall.
probably in high school, too.
You see what I'm saying? His resume is a lot better than yours.
Even though
he played for the Raiders and you don't never see him on TV and he stayed hurt, did play, look at his stats.
Yeah. Yeah, like, so I will
you
say
can,
that.
You can look and see that he's not sorry. He might be lazy. He might not be the dude to play through no injuries, but he's not sorry.
No, he's not sorry. He's far from a scrub. I'm with you on that. And like you said, he's a proven NFL running back. Like I said, he may not be a Pro Bowler, but everybody said, like you say, he played for the Raiders. I mean, you probably can't name anybody that played for the Raiders on the offensive line within the last 10 years, except for maybe Larry Allen, and he played for the Cowboys.
Right. And they cut him because he wasn't good no more. Like, that's why you go play for the Raiders.
Yeah,
you go play for the Raiders because you at the end of your you know good part of your life, and they gonna give you a lot of money, aka Justin Tuck.
Yeah, man, you are 100% correct. Justin Tuck went over there and just like give me all the money. Justin Tuck, the dude from the Richard Seymour. you got one sap.
You go over there and just be like, hey, y'all give me some money. Okay, well, that's cool. I finished my career over here.
Thank you. But yeah, it's like I said, he for his career, you know, where actually last year, let's go back to last year, Dan McFadden, he was averaging 4.1 yards. He had 25 touchdowns. They had 4,000. In his career, he's had 4,000 yards. He got 25 touchdowns, and he's a 4.1 average for his career. And look at the line he's had. So, like, I'm like you. You put him behind Dallas's offensive line, that 4.1 has a chance to grow to at least 6. I said DeMarco Murray for those 8.
And if he power running plays, that's the problem. They got a power running play.
Well, yeah. We will get Tony Romo happy.
Right. Don't be like Seattle and try to get happy and throw the ball on the 1 yard line. No, give it the ball. Run the ball, man.
Hey, they said they had a $1 million quarterback in Russell, man. They thought they could count on Danger Russell's arm, and it backfired on them.
Everything I hear about backfired football, they say football is won in the trenches, bro. In the trenches.
That is true.
One in the trenches.
That is true.
You're going to throw the ball.
Yeah. Hey, he say, they also say it's lost in the trenches, too. They say it's game won or lost in the trenches. He say, I'm with you. I'm not saying I'm back in that call because, honestly, the call wasn't horrible. But, yeah, you should have ran the ball when the strength of your team is let this offensive nine bulldoze over people with this big, bulky running back I got in my backfield. But, yeah, you know, it is what it is. I'm like you. If the Cowboys can stick with the running game like we did last year, Dan McFadden might only have one more year left in him. But if he gets the ball a lot,
yep, he gonna
and that's really all that matters.
He's trying to make a name for himself. He's trying to let people know.
He still got something to prove.
I'm not sorry.
I kind of like that. I kind of like that because, honestly, he's faster than DeMarco Murray. So if he gets in the open field, it's over. Like, you're not catching him. And DeMarco Murray, out of those 1,800 yards, if I'm not mistaken, he had over, like, 800 yards before he even got touched throughout the whole season. Like, it was a lot of his runs, he didn't get touched until he got hit, until he got to second level, like maybe linebackers or safety. So,
yeah,
if DeMarco Murray
was – once he get in the second lap, he started running toward the defender.
I mean, I guess he figured that's how he can stay up. He stay up by bouncing off of people. He's the pinball machine. That's how he, you know, he keeps his balance by bouncing off of people. And it kind of makes the yards after contact look good, too.
Yeah, he will run you over. But it's a lot of times he could just keep running faster and go the other way. And probably get some more yards.
True, that's why underwear thieves say left a lot of meat on the bone, mate.
Yeah, I can say because that's one thing about Randall. He hit that hole, he gone.
That is true. That my friend, is true. His burst is off the chain. He can get to the hole, he can get out the hole. And like you say, he got that open field speed that he can take off. He got that breakaway. Like I say, if
you that fast, why you just didn't run when you stole the draw? Why you just didn't take out running?
he say the police can't fit where, man. They can't come from the other side if they on football. They can't come from behind. He said police was everywhere. North Park don't play. You know North
that
Park don't play.
Like,
nah, he wasn't in North Park. He was at the he was in Louisville. Oh, come on, man. You know they not gonna play.
But this is what I'm saying. Wherever he at, if he picked up some draws and the laws popped up that quick, that means they called the laws on you before you came in there.
Hey, they probably did. They probably did. But hey, we got a group of them. We got a group of them walking in the door right now. They look like they have no good pants down to their knees. Let's go. Man, the whole police fuck right there. That's Louisville.
Yeah, I'm about to say, knowing him, he probably done did this before.
They
seen him come in. We gonna catch this one. We gonna catch this guy.
They had his picture on the wall.
Yeah.
That's messed up. Oh man, they say
What
his
you say?
defense wasn't up to par, man. His defense wasn't ready, man. But I say, speaking of defense, you say like you say that the Cowboys defense, they overachieved last year. Let's just go ahead and put it out there. Nobody saw the names stepping up like they did last year as far as on the D line, but this year we actually got D linemen that people expect to be pretty good, and Greg Hardy and the kid from Nebraska, his name's slipping my mind right now. But yeah, another year for DeMarcus Lawrence under his belt, how do you see this Cowboys defense shape? You know, we got our first round draft pick, the cornerback from UConn. All these new kids' names slipping my mind. Sorry about that, but yeah, I know who they are. You know who they are too, I'm pretty sure. We got new talent on the outside, new talent in the middle. Sean Lee coming back. Rolando McClain is, I think he's coming back. You know, he on the contract now, but we don't know how many games he's gonna want to play this year. And you know, our defense might be looking pretty decent, you know, to start the season, as long as Sean Lee stay healthy. Yeah? Do you see a similar year as in last year, or do you see a step back since, you know, got new
Yeah.
talent?
I look, our defense not that we ain't like the steel curtain. We ain't got all these cold people, so we gonna have to get our turnover. You know,
True,
last year we got
true.
turnover. If we can get some
Yeah,
turnover,
yeah, yeah.
yeah, we gonna be straight because we ain't gonna hold nobody. Like we ain't got that. It's just like shut people down.
Again, I say that we now have proof. We have passed. Well, we don't know about Greg Hardy. He might miss 10 games, but
you know what I'm saying?
we're supposed to have pass rushes now. I said because we couldn't dream about putting pressure on the quarterback last year. That was on our wish list, but we're supposed to be a little better this year. I as y'all can hear in the background, we got motorcycles
Grace.
Next to us.
Yeah, I heard Grace. But, I mean,
yeah.
pass rushes are iffy, and that's really what your defense depends on. So,
well,
you know,
one year,
y'all pass rushers might go hard, and the next year they might not. Like in New York, when they had all the cold pass rushers and they won a Super Bowl, and the next year they didn't make the playoffs.
A lot of people blame that on Eli Manning's 25 interceptions, I think, that year.
Right,
I'm
but
I'm good.
That lets you know that he threw all them interceptions the year they won Super Bowl. He threw a lot of interceptions. But
that's true.
Them,
like I said, that's Eli game.
Right, when the pass rushers go hard, you win. You feel what I'm saying? It's like if your defense produce, you win. Just like with Tom Brady then. When they defense produce, they always win.
Yeah. Like when the Saints won, defense was very opportunistic. They led the league in turnovers. They like I said, they wasn't a very good I'm gonna stop you defense that year either. They just got a lot the ball back a lot for the offense. And
right.
That's really all you need.
We can get some strip sacks, you know, them strip fumbles and some good turnover, you know.
Yeah,
like I said, that's what made the Bears defense good all that time was they got a bunch of turnovers, like Peanut Tillman deal with her punching the ball.
You know,
everybody else trying to tackle, he run behind and punch the ball. So, you know,
can we get turnovers? That is odd because if you really can't tackle too hard or too much nowadays, you mess around and get a flag. So, it's really all about turnovers. It's really all about turnovers. And I got one more question, I guess, dealing with the Cowboys and the rest of the NFL. We got, 5 minutes left on the show, last 5 minutes. We're going to go with predictions. I don't know if you've been keeping up with everybody. I guess everybody's moving the NFL, but I was going to ask you about who do you think going to win each division, starting with the AFC East. That's the Patriots, Dolphins, Jets, and Bills.
The Patriots.
Ain't like nothing changes, huh?
No, I mean, that's easy right there.
They say Buffalo might be challenging, man. New coach, new defense. Same old quarterback, though, huh?
They say that about Buffalo every year. Buffalo gives the Patriots a hard time every year. But they still lose.
Yeah.
Just like the Jets. They give them a hard time.
Yeah, you're right about that. They do give them a hard time, and they still come out on the short end. All right, you got the AFC South. You got the Colts, Jaguars, Texans, and Titans.
Andrew Luck.
Say nothing changes again.
Nope.
I think everybody in that division got worse except for the Colts. That's bad. Yeah, they do got Andrew Luck. They say they got Andrew Luck. They got Andre Johnson now, so up there. Got Frank Gore up there now, so. So, yeah, Andrew Luck don't have rookies behind him anymore. He got proven vets. Okay. AFC North. You got the Ravens, the Bengals, the Steelers, and the Browns. Ooh, boy, say new champ. Cincinnati go down this year. Cincinnati go down.
Yeah, Cincinnati finally got over that hump last year. But
okay.
They ain't got enough running backs. They don't run the ball enough.
Right, that's a black and blue division. That's a division they get it in down there. That is an in-the-trenches division right there.
Yep.
Okay, you got the AFC West. You got the Broncos, the Chargers, the Raiders, and the Chiefs.
Man, the Chiefs.
Oh, okay. That boy said Chiefs going to dethrone Peyton. Okay. That boy called for the upset. I like that. Why you say Chiefs?
Because, I mean, Andy Reid's a good coach, man. He going to make sure his team's always competitive. As long as Jamal Charles don't get hurt and their defense can produce, they gonna be good.
Okay, I like that. Switching it up, man. We're gonna switch conferences down to the NFC. Start with the NFC West. Seahawks, 49ers, Cardinals, and Rams.
Man, the Seahawks gonna win it again.
Yeah, okay. There's really no argument over there, like you say. San Francisco losing everybody. The Cardinals might be the second best team over there, and the Rams our defense.
Yep. They called me the quarterback. They need a running back.
Yep.
Cardinals need some offense.
Yeah. Yeah, they got the coaching. They just need offense, man. They need offensive firepower. All right. Got the NFC North. You got Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota, Detroit.
Long as Aaron Rodgers don't get hurt, they're going to win.
Hey, boy, got them cheese heads repeating again. Well, now Detroit won division last year, so he got the cheese. Now the cheese heads won it last year, huh? Yeah, Detroit came in as a wild card, had to play against Dallas first round. So he said repeat of Aaron Rodgers as long as Aaron Rodgers stay healthy, because if he get hurt, you're right. I don't know who the heck they're going to put at quarterback. Might be Graham Harrell, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, they might well put Matthew mistaken. Back there if he get hurt.
Watch out, man. That's cold-blooded.
It don't matter who they put back there. They ain't going to produce like he do.
Right, no. You're right. All right, you got the NFC South. Carolina Panthers, Atlanta Falcons, New Orleans Saints, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jameis Winston.
Man, I'm going Cam Newton, man.
Oh, that boy said Cam Newton gonna do it again. He going to repeat. They going to have a losing record again, though.
They're going to be 8-0. They might be 9-7 this year.
Okay. At least you're giving them a 500, man. I appreciate that, because nobody wants to see a losing team in the playoffs again, especially as a division champion. All right, last but not least, NFC East, Redskins, Eagles, Giants, and your Dallas Cowboys.
The Cowboys, that's easy, too.
All right, then. We're going to repeat, and I like to hear that, man. Cowboys record will be?
13-3.
Ooh, that boy go 13-3. Okay, one game improved, man. We're in our last little 30 seconds, man, and I sure like to appreciate Derek Willis, man, for hopping on in place of LJ. Safe travels to LJ. If y'all don't know, he's traveling home back to Indianapolis. We did a few shows together in Dallas, and I appreciate him. Love him. Safe travels. Appreciate you again, Derek Willis, man. Anything you want to say to the
man.
People?
I appreciate you for having me, man. LJ, what's up, bro?
right, man. Y'all have a good weekend, man. Have a good work week next week. We'll catch y'all next Sunday, man. Talk that talk. Tweet in LJ. LJ will be back. Y'all have a good one. Thank you.